adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil set a signal fire on the hill opposite the Great Bluff, and through this trick started the Maharaja of Ybor on a wild goose chase into the hills north of them. Both then returned to the Great Bluff to prepare for their flight to the old lamasery. Meanwhile, back at Fort Jamrud, a band of ragged monks told the story of the lamasery's seizure by the Maharaja to Colonel Hammond. They also told him of the great peril that faced Jungle Jim and his friends. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil are again on the Great Bluff. They have made preparations to start back to the lamasery and are now making sure that the way is clear.
Jim? Jim, where are you?
Over here, Lil. Keep down.
Keep down? What are you talking about, Jim? What's the matter?
I'm not sure, Lil. I'm afraid things aren't panning out quite the way we planned.
What do you mean? That second signal fire sent the Maharaja and his men north, just as you wanted. There's no one around here.
Here, Lil. Take the glasses and look way up the valley.
All right, let me have them.
The Maharaj and his men are 6 or 8 miles away, and they're still headed north.
Wait. I see them.
Well, do you see anything peculiar? Look closely.
I am. Oh, we haven't anything to fear from them, Jim. Come on, let's get O.P. and Kolu and the Silent One and start for the lamasery. We've waited long enough.
Lil, how many men would you say the Maharaja had with him?
Why, there must have been at least 30, Jim. Uh-huh. You know that.
Right. I'll take another look through the glasses.
All right, but we're wasting precious time.
I'm not so sure of that. Well, do you see what I mean, Lil?
Jim, why, there's not more than 12 or 14 men in that party. Where's the rest of them?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
That means the Maharaja has split up his force. Only part of them went north.
It looks that way, Lil. And what's more, we're not sure whether he's with the party we see or whether he's right around us here somewhere.
That means we may be in a trap.
No, we're not, Lil. You're heading back to the lamasery.
But, Jim...
I've got a plan. And Kolo has already started to put it into execution.
What do you mean?
Well, come on over here and I'll show you.
All right. Jim, come back. Don't go out on that point of land. That bluff isn't safe there. If that ground should ever start to slide, you'd be killed.
Well, it'll hold the troopers, all right. The cracks in the rock are what I want to show you.
Well, don't go too near the edge.
Here. This is far enough. Come over here a minute.
Look at the size of the crack in that big rock.
And that's what I want you to look at. Lil, this crack we're looking at runs the entire length of the bluff.
I know it, and if that crack ever gives way, the whole point of the bluff would fall into the valley.
That's just it, Lil.
Well, what are you driving at?
Just this. Cole was back in the cave taking the gunpowder out of the rifle bullets.
Taking the gunpowder out of them?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I'm going to tamp the powder into the steep hole at the edge of the big crack.
Oh.
As soon as you and O.P. and the Silent One get on your way toward the lamasery, I'm going to put a fuse to the powder.
I get it, Jim. You're going to blow the bluff right into the valley.
And that's the general idea, Lil. And unless I'm wrong, it'll completely block the pass running through the valley.
Oh, Jim, it's marvelous. With the pass blocked, it'll take the Maharaja and his men days to get around.
And that's what I'm counting on. Now, come on. You've got to get going, Lil. I want you to get back to the lamasery and look out for Bob and Connie McGuire.
Now, wait a minute. I want to stay and see the fun. If you're running a surprise party for the Maharaja and his gang, I'm staying.
Now, listen, Lil. You and O.P. tie the Silent One on the back of a horse and get started. Cole and I can take care of the Maharaja and his gang.
Several hours later, Lil, O.P. Watts, and their prisoner, the Silent One, reached the old lamasery.
Look, Mr. Phil, there's the gate. It's open. Let's go right in.
O.P., come back here. Don't go near that gate.
But my daughter, Connie, she's here somewhere.
I said come back here, and I mean it.
But, Mr. DeVille,
As long as Jungle Jim isn't here with us, I'm taking command. Now, I'm going through that gate, but you stay right here and keep watch.
Oh, this is all foolishness.
Well, it's not as foolish as you think. Jim told us that Bob and Connie were here in the lamasery when he left. We don't know that they're still here, and we're not walking into any trap.
Do you mean we're not going in after riding for miles to get here?
We're not going into that lamasery just yet. First, we're stopping here until I have a look around. Now, you stay here on your horse.
All right.
Easy, boy.
But what about the silent one?
He won't get away. You want to make sure, just keep your gun on him until I get back. Won't take me long. Hello? Bob? Toddy? They must be here somewhere. Bob? Bob McGuire? Hello?
Who's there?
Neely DeVille. Where are you?
This way, to your left.
Oh, I see you. Is everything all right?
Yes. Is Jungle Jim with you?
No, he's coming later. Where's Connie?
I told her to stay back until I found out who was here.
Connie!
I'm coming, Bob.
Oh, I'm so glad you're both all right.
Oh, Mr. Real, I'm so glad to see you. Is Jungle Jim all right?
Yes, and he'll be here in a little while, I hope. Connie, I think there's someone else outside the gate that you'll be glad to see. Look, there.
Father! Father!
Honey, honey!
Father!
Come on, Bob. Let's get the horses and the silent one inside and close the gate.
This is going to be funny, Mr. Real. I haven't seen Mr. Watt since I married his daughter against his wishes.
Well, don't worry about him. He does a lot of bluffing, but underneath he's not a bad scout. Oh, look at them. They're as happy as two kids to see each other again. Come on.
Oh, Connie, 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 if you ever run away again like this, say, where's that husband of yours? Oh, so there you are, McGuire.
How are you, Mr. Watt? I'm glad that you got here safely.
Why, you...
Oh, come on, Father. Shake hands with Bob. He is my husband, you know.
Oh, all right, all right. I swore I'd never forgive you for stealing my daughter, young fella. For stealing her and leading me on a wild goose chase all over India and Afghanistan.
I'm sorry, sir, but those...
Stole her. That's what you did.
No, Father.
What? When you three get through with your family reunion, we'll go inside.
Oh, Mr. Bill, I'm sorry. Here, the rest of you bring your horses in. I'll take care of the silent one.
Right. Come on, Opie.
No, all right.
Shall we close the gate?
Wait a minute, I'll help you. Bob, you and O.P. go ahead and get the silent one locked into a cell. Connie and I'll take care of this gate.
I'll take care of the silent one, all right.
All right, Connie. I'll just turn my horse loose in the grounds for the time being. Get going, boy. Now, take hold of this gate.
I've got it.
Now, we'll see that those bolts and chains are all fastened. The Maharaja may show up here before night. There. Well, that ought to hold. Now, let's go in and see that the silent one is locked up.
Bob will take care of that, Mr. Field. We already have three prisoners.
I know. Jim told me.
Oh, I just remembered. Have you got the map?
Right here. I'll give it to your husband as soon as we get inside. Say, this is quite a place. It's the first time I've seen it by daylight.
We'll go in this door here.
Why, this is a regular fortress. No wonder the Maharaja picked it for his headquarters.
There's Bob and Father. Bob,
did you lock the silent one up?
Now don't worry about him, Mr. Vrill. He won't get away now.
I think, Mr. Vrill, the next thing is to get word to Colonel Hammond to Fort Jamrod.
Well, we've already done that, Father.
What's that?
Well, didn't Jim tell you? He freed the monks.
Yeah, he told me he'd done that.
Well, they left here night before last, Mr. Vrill. They were afoot, but they must have reached Jamrod by now.
And that means there's nothing left to do but sit and wait to be rescued by Colonel Hammond and his men.
Well, that's what you think, O.P. The Maharaja may show up here before morning. Jim's going to try and stop him, but we're not sure that he'll be successful.
No, we can take care of the Maharaja.
I hope you're right. We may have to.
Well, we're ready for him, Mr. Vrill. While we were waiting for you, we searched this place thoroughly. Among other things, we found machine guns and automatic rifles the Maharaja had left behind him.
Machine guns? Well, that's the best news I've heard yet. Before we do anything else, we'll get them set up on the walls so that we can defend ourselves.
Machine guns? Defend ourselves? Oh, dear, dear, dear. I thought Bradley was going to prevent the Maharaja from coming back here.
As long as we have this map with us, we've got to be ready for anything. Here, Bob, is the map. It belongs to you.
What is it, Mr. Vail?
The map that shows the location of the buried jewels of the great Genghis Khan.
Thank you. Meanwhile, back on the Great Bluff, Jungle Jim and Kolo are preparing for action. They have poured a heavy charge of powder into the deep hole at the edge of the great crack in the bluff. Jungle Jim is tamping the final charge into place.
All right, Kolo. Give me that fuse. Have you finished making it?
Yes, it was. Here it is.
Good. I hope it works. If it doesn't, we're going to be in trouble, Kolo.
It worked, Juan.
There. And we're ready. You tie the horses so they won't bolt when this explodes.
Horses be tied to trees, Juan Jim.
Good. We may need them in a hurry. Now, let's have another look for the glasses. We must have been seen by the Maharaja by this time.
Here's Juan. Maharaja be coming?
I'll say he's coming. Why, look. You can see them without the glasses now.
Juan, Kolo not the Maharaja with men.
Huh? You're right, Kolo. I can't find him either, even with the glasses.
Maybe he be with other men, Juan.
That's just what I was thinking. Well, it's no use worrying about it.
They be coming this way.
Well, we're ready for them. Oh, yes, they've seen us all right. Look. Look, 2 men are pointing this way.
We light fuse now, Juan.
No. I'm going to wait until the last minute. When the powder goes off and this bluff goes rolling down in the valley, it's up to them to get out of the way. I don't want to kill any of them, but I intend to give them a scare they won't ever forget. Come on, Kolo. We'll stand up and let them have a good look at it.
But, Juan, they have guns.
Yes, but they're too far away to do any damage.
Down, Kolo!
That shot be close, Juan.
At least one of them is using a high-powered rifle.
Juan, see on other hill.
Where? Kolo, you're right. There's more men over there. That's where those shots came from. Quick, let me have those glasses again.
Here, Juan.
Uh-huh. Just as I thought, Kolo. It's the rest of the Maharaja's men. They're starting down the hill to join the other party.
Shots come from Cross Valley, Juan. Kolo see smoke from rifle.
It's the Maharaja Vibor. He's a crack shot, but it's not going to do him much good this time. Come on, Kolo. Let's get back by the fuse.
If Maharaja and men come down into valley from other hill, they be caught by landslide, Juan.
Now, that's their lookout. All we got to hope is that the slide shuts them off so they can't get through the pass.
Hurry, Juan. Men start uphill on this side.
All right. Get ready to run, Kolo. We'll wait a minute more.
They be coming, Juan.
Now, let them get just a little closer. All right. They're close enough now. I'm going to light the fuse. I'll have to hold it back for a minute. Yeah, that stopped them. Now, Kolo, we'll light the fuse. And boy, oh boy, here's hoping it works.
Run, Kolo! Run for your life! It's burning!
Did Jungle Jim and Kolo get away fast enough? And what of the Maharaja and his men? Will they escape the great landslide? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, the Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.